Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. I'm your host, Amy Vohl, Marketing and Communications Coordinator at Cape Light Compact, along with John Burns, an energy efficiency program planner at Cape Light Compact.
Is it that much of a mouthful?
I know, it is, actually. John, we need to change your title.
Oh, okay.
Okay. How about just, you know, co-host extraordinaire?
Okay. All right, that works for me.
We're located in the Superior Courthouse at the County Complex in Barnstable. After such an unseasonably chilly summer here on Cape Cod, I think we've all been experiencing that except for today, of course, because it's hot. But it's not much of a stretch to imagine the freezing nights of winter that lay ahead. For many residents caught in the grips of this current economic slump, the impending winter season means making tough decisions about how to spend their dwindling income. Decisions as dire as choosing between feeding their families or keeping on the heat. On today's program, we'll be discussing the real energy challenges facing lower-income residents on Cape Cod and offer helpful information about energy assistance programs available locally through Cape Light Compact and the Housing Assistance Corporation. We'll also offer energy-saving tips to help you prepare for the cooler weather ahead. We're pleased to welcome our two guests, Ruth Bechtold. How do I say your name? Say it again.
Bechtold.
She has a wonderful Swiss accent, so I think you're all really going to enjoy this. She's the Assistant Director in the Energy Department at the Housing Assistance Corporation of Cape Cod. And Brianna Kane, the Residential Energy Efficiency Program Coordinator at the Cape Light Compact. Oh, God, I got that one out. What do you think, John?
Not bad.
That's a little longer, too.
There you go. Welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. We're so glad to have both of you with us on the program to talk about such an important topic. Ruth, I'd like to start with you. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Housing Assistance Corporation, or as we like to call it at Cape Light Compact, HAC? We use the acronym, and tell us about your mission over there.
Well, Housing Assistance Corporation obviously is a housing agency mainly, but we've had an energy department for 30 years. So Housing Assistance Corporation's mission really is to deliver safe and stable and affordable housing. And where the energy department comes in, obviously you can't really have an affordable housing if your energy bills are skyrocketing and a lot of the homes on the Cape are not very well insulated, so they need to be weatherized because often we're literally heating the neighborhood. So in order to cut down on costs for those folks, what we need to do is insulate their homes and therefore save them some money in the process.
Your target audience is typically low income. What constitutes someone that would, say, qualify for your program?
Most people that qualify for our program are homeowners, especially the weatherization program. They're homeowners and tenants alike for the weatherization program that are on fuel assistance or they're eligible under the 60% of the area median income. And those are specific numbers that just give you a sample for a family of two, for instance. Currently, the newest guidelines, family of two can earn up to $30,087 a year in order to qualify for fuel assistance under the 60%.
Okay.
So what those people need to do is apply for fuel assistance or contact the Cape Light Compact so we can establish their eligibility.
And what I'm just going to tell our listeners right off the bat, we are going to have all of the information that we talk about on this program today available in a few places. You can go to capelightcompact.org. You should be able to find it on the website, and we'll also have a copy of this program. And you can also call Housing Assistance as well, and they will be able to provide you with that information. So I wanted to get into what some of these programs were, because I know Brianna in our office is, you guys are always talking on the telephone, and you are interacting and emailing back and forth. You know, and I hear a lot about this energy justice, and I'd like to know what that means, and then I'd like to at least start with the first program that I'm personally very familiar with, which is the free energy assessment that we offer. And that's the starting off point.
Just a quick explanation regarding energy justice. A few people in some local churches contacted Margaret Song, who also works with the Cape Light Compact, last year, and were concerned about the rising fuel costs and wanted to provide information and let people know about warm, safe, and dry methods to keep them comfortable in the upcoming winter season. Safety meaning letting them know about transportation opportunities, dry, keeping a roof over their head with the assistance from Housing Assistance Corporation, with not only with their home programs, but also the weatherization programs. And that was how Energy Justice was formed. There was a forum held last year. We had representatives come and speak to groups of people about these issues so that they would be known to the public. And Senator Rob O'Leary attended as well. Let them know what's going on. And this was at Cape Cod Community College. Since then, the group has continued to meet. We've taken the summer off, obviously, and we'll be reconvening in September. But, you know, people are welcome to come. You can contact me directly at Cape Light Compact. My name is Brianna Kane.
Can we give a number?
Sure. My office number is 508-744-1277. Currently, this is very localized, and we've been trying to expand, but it's a faith-based organization, kind of. That's really pretty much all the primary players are in. We have Falmouth Unitarian Church, Barnstable Unitarian Church, really actively involved in promoting this to the residents in their communities. So we're definitely looking for other players that would want to join and help with, you know, moving this along.
Just really quickly, let me just do a side note on that one. We were just speaking the other day with Reverend Murphy over at the Unitarian Church in East Falmouth, and they are going to be holding an energy justice event, I believe.
Yes, yes.
I think it's October 3rd. And again, we'll have more information about that on our website as well, capelightcompact.org. But, you know, thank you for explaining that. It's nice for people to know that that exists through their communities out there locally.
And they have there are people out there interested in promoting and letting and get information out. It's really primarily to get information out to the residents in these communities. HAC does a great job with marketing and promotion and are at all events, as are we at events as well when we're invited. But sometimes, you know, it's easier to talk to maybe your pastor or your reverend and let them know what's going on, and they can guide you to those areas to help.
Well, what I'd like to talk about then, kind of transitioning to our next topic, is the programs and how do people get this assistance. And I know the first thing is the free energy assessment, which is so important for them to know exactly what their baseline is and figure out what they can do to be more energy efficient and save some money. So, Brianna, can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Sure. Really quickly, to give you the 1-800 number to sign up for the free energy assessment, it's 1-800-797-6699.
And that's at Cape Light Compact.
That's at Cape Light Compact. And when you call in, we ask some questions to kind of guide how the audit will go along. We offer audits to any resident on the Cape and Vineyard that has an electric bill in their name. So we do some quick intake questions. Size of your house, age of your house, do you have any concerns? Is it drafty? Is it cold? But then to further put you into the correct program, we will ask you, you know, out of curiosity, do you qualify for any aid programs to help you, school lunch or fuel assistance? And if they say yes, then we know exactly what program that we can put them in that has what I like to call our enhanced residential, some additional offerings to help our customers in that group. If they say no, that they're not on any of those programs, we'll still go ahead and say, well, out of curiosity to make sure that you're in the right program, you know, how many people make up your household? And this is something you can think about and get back to me. But, you know, if someone says, so I have a household of four, you know, we will say, is your income under current $56,000 a year? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll say, well, geez, it is, or no, it's not. Sometimes they say, I need to think about it. But then that lets us guide them into the right program to
help. But even if they're over the income guidelines, you still have a pretty robust program.
We do. We have a very generous incentives in another level where we can cover 100% up to $2,000 and then 75% up to $2,000.
So what do you do when you go into the home? It's a weatherization assistance program, correct?
It is. So we're looking for opportunities to make your home warmer, more insulated, so that you will hopefully consume or use less electricity to maintain the heating levels in your house. And I think maybe Ruth can speak to a little bit about what happens when the auditors go into the house, because there are health and safety components that are addressed that we look at, as well as, you know, doing a whole house assessment. And the program currently has two applications, an AMPS audit, which is an appliance management audit, and a weatherization audit, which are combined.
Yeah, for our low-income families, we have currently three auditors that go to people's homes to assess what their needs are. So often the first point of contact is our AMPS auditor, who does the electrical audit. And what he does is he gets the information from the Cape Light Compact of the people that called up, and he will then make an appointment with those folks and go to their home. And usually an initial assessment by him usually takes at least about an hour. Mm-hmm. And what he does is he plugs in his electrical measuring tool he has on his computer and starts measuring some of the appliances in the home to see what their energy use. He also has a copy of the bill, so he can look what their energy use is for over the last 10 months or last 4 months. And then what he does is he does the measurements, and he sits down with the customers, and he talks to, or the homeowners and tenants, and he talks to them about their usage. Often there's measurements that come up to him that he just cannot find a place where it could come from. So a short interview with the homeowner or the tenant helps him out a lot, and he often can identify, oh, it's the video game that your son is using and has plugged in all the time. And so after that, you know, literally he has an exit interview where he will give them advice on how they can save on some of the energy. They all get new light bulbs and that he installs for them. And if they have a refrigerator that's ancient and uses an incredible amount of energy, they could possibly qualify to get a new refrigerator that's much more energy efficient. He comes then back to the office, and he does not do a full weatherization audit. Right. Sometimes he does if he has time, but we found out that it's more efficient to have him do this electrical audit. Mm-hmm. He will walk through the house and check out on the heating system. He will see if the carbon monoxide detectors, and he will remind people to make sure that their fire alarms and the carbon monoxide detectors get regular batteries installed. And obviously, if one of those detectors goes off, people should notify if it's the carbon monoxide detector, do not turn it off. Call up either your heating contractor or the fire department for help.
And get out of the house. Open
the windows. Right. We did have a client last year who actually, our weatherization auditor was there, and he found out that the detection was over the roof, and she did not, you know, she just told him, oh, it happens often, I'll just turn it off. So he actually, I think he ended up calling the fire department.
And they were able to go red tag it, and we were able to help, you know.
Yeah.
The program. And one
get
thing
it fixed.
Yeah. Yes,
and get it fixed.
One thing, right, too, that I want to let people know is when the auditor comes and does the report, what he's really looking to do is build back up how your bill is. So if you are at 500 kWh a month, he is trying to figure out how your energy consumption. So he will ask you specific questions, you know, are you home all day? Are you watching TV? Do you cook every night? Do you use your microwave? That way, based on the program that generates the feedback information that he eventually will provide the customer with a report, it does all these calculations in this program and lets the customer know how their usage is. And sometimes it's surprising, you know, I actually sometimes will go out on audits with our agencies, and you know, we're at one house and lighting was their primary use. Then you're at another house and it is their heating system, their appliances. It's really interesting to see the detail that people provide. And you just have to make sure that you're being accurate when you provide that information. You know, that you do watch 8 hours of TV, or your TV is on for 8 hours, let's say, or those types of things really help to give an accurate report. And then you have a report, something to look at so that you could.
And it's individual. It's not just a cookie cutter report.
Correct. It's based on your information. I mean, it's a formatted report so that people kind of get the same suggestions, but it is tailored to your responses that you give the auditor.
And it's helpful, I'm sorry to add, but it's also helpful that the customers or the homeowners or tenants are honest about their answers to Jim. Now, he's a very nice fellow, and he has a very good way with people, and often he finds out things that nobody else would find out. Often he finds out that the young people in the house have better answers than the parents. And he does a fabulous job, and the families really appreciate it. And often he detects things that nobody else would figure out ever. And saves the money in the process.
Right, and obviously that's the most important thing that, you know, and that's what you're trying to do in the first place. You mentioned that you might be able to replace heating systems.
Yes, we have another program that's federally funded as well as with leveraging funds from the Cape Light Compact as well as NGRID, depending on the heating system. And that program is mainly for homeowners. And if they're eligible for fuel assistance, they can call us up. And preferably, if they have a heating system that's older, it would be preferred that they call during the summer months so we can deal with the old, defunct heating system when it's not cold and freezing out. However, during the heating season, which is usually October through April, we have a no-heat emergency call. So if somebody calls us during that time of the year and they have a no-heat problem and they're not yet on fuel assistance, meaning they're not qualified for our programs yet, we usually can fast-track. And I think fuel assistance claims that they fast-track those applications within 18 hours, so we always are there to help people out. But we recommend that people have their heating systems cleaned annually or biannually so we can keep track of them and find out these problems before it gets to be an emergency.
Okay, yeah, and I would really like to get back to that in a minute because I don't think we can emphasize enough. You know, I know it's the middle of summer, but we need to start now. I'd like to just take a break for a minute to reintroduce our guests. You're listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. Our guests today are Ruth Beschold from the Housing Assistance Corporation and Brianna Kane from Cape Light Compact. And we're here to give listeners important information about energy assistance available through housing assistance and through our organization, Cape Light Compact. And a little bit later in the program, we're going to give tips to prepare for the winter season ahead. I wanted to get back to fuel assistance because I think that's a really important topic for people to know about, that there's help out there. You know, they might not be able to replace their fuel systems in time, but they can't afford the winter heating season coming up upon us. Mm-hmm. What are the steps to get fuel assistance, and when do you start that process?
If you've never been on fuel assistance, I think they start sending out applications in October. That's when their office is open. And actually, during the winter...
Whose office
that's
is?
South Shore Community Action Council out of Plymouth.
Okay.
And they actually do have an office in Hyannis during the winter season.
I'm just going to give those numbers right now. The South Shore Community Action Council, the Hyannis office, is 508-778-0870, and as Ruth was mentioning, during the winter months, year-round, you can also reach the office in Plymouth, and that number is 1-877-383-5243. So a citizen can call South Shore Community Action. John, you wanted to say something?
All I wanted to say is just to clarify, it is up to the citizen if they feel they're eligible for a low-income program to call these agencies. The agencies aren't going to automatically call them.
No, they're not. Right? No.
And the first year of the program, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a lengthy process to go through. I know once you're in the program, I'm sure it gets much easier to reapply mm-hmm. year after year. Can you kind of go through that a little bit?
Well, the initial application actually, and I have talked to them over the phone recently, is currently during the summer months, they prefer people to actually drive to Plymouth to their offices and apply there in person. Now, their website and also some of the state websites will give you information on what you need for your, what paperwork you need. You can also call us anytime and we'd be happy to walk you through this. On top of that, we have the Councils on Aging on Cape Cod who have outreach personnel who are trained to help you out to fill out these applications. And this is pretty much each Council on Aging all over the Cape. They usually, at the beginning of the heating season, they have meetings where they invite the public and South Shore Community Action as well as the Cape Light Compact and Housing Assistance to talk to their members and explain the programs to them. Often field assistance is a very sensitive topic. Some people do not like to apply where people know them in their communities. So that's one of the reasons the Hyannis office is very helpful, because it's a little bit more... What is it called?
Discreet.
Discreet. Thank you very much.
And also, you know, one thing is, although the Councils on Aging help people fill out these field assistance applications, you don't have to be of an age. Anyone can go to the Council on Aging.
You don't have to be a senior citizen.
You don't have to be a senior citizen to go to the Council on Aging for assistance with filling out your fuel assistance application.
That's really good to know. I would have never known that.
And I think also, too, what we want to let people know about is it's a little bit of an odd name, fuel assistance. It kind of maybe can make people think that it will only help with oil heating homes, or that it only has specific areas that it will help you with. Fuel assistance is here to help you if you're a gas heating customer, propane, oil. It helps year-round, too, because it offers things like a clean and tune for your heating system once you're qualified. And it also helps with your bills for your electric or your oil delivery bills. So it's a really broad program that the name of itself kind of doesn't do it justice for what services you can receive through it, which also leads people into the weatherization component. Yeah. And the potential that if they do have an inefficient heating system, you know, if you're already qualified for fuel assistance and you do have a winter emergency, it makes the process so much easier to get you that assistance. So if you've qualified and in February your furnace dies, they call it a heating emergency, we can help you once you've qualified for fuel assistance much faster. We can help you and guide you to areas if you're also not qualified for fuel assistance. But fuel assistance kind of does open up the doors.
So you need to call now.
Yeah, you need to call now. And also, just to clarify something else, too, is fuel assistance, besides the help with the heat and the fuel itself, a lot of people are not aware that it really helps you to be eligible for fuel assistance for the weatherization program and the heating repair, because with the new income guidelines, they used to be much lower. They've increased a little bit, so more families are eligible now. And depending on the federal funding we're going to get, we might not be able to give people as much actual fuel assistance, but we can always help people with a more efficient heating system with more insulation. And that would in return save them money, and they it'll cut down on their cost of the fuel bill.
And it also will, you know, we also like to let people know about fuel assistance programs as well as the Cape Light Compact weatherization program. But just briefly, when you qualify for fuel assistance, and you can also do this on your own to get a head start, there's the possibility that based on your income level, you can also get a discount on your electric bill as well as your gas bill. And, you know, we can just really quickly, the information is on your electric and gas bills, and they'll sometimes put mailers as we get into this heating season. So do keep your eye out. Don't just open up your bill and throw the pamphlets away. You know, take a peek at what their offerings are. For the NSTAR electric discount rate, 1-800-566-2080. And if you're a National Grid gas customer, 1-800-532-9600. Amy, I know we're flying through this program, but we will put all this information up on the capelightcompact.org website. So it's another place to go. So you can kind of maybe take a peek and see, does my income qualify?
Good.
What's out there?
Well, let's get into the health and safety issues. You kind of mentioned that if your heat goes off in the middle of the winter, you know.
What do you do?
What happens?
Right. And we want people, what Energy Justice is about, what HAC, Housing Assistance Corporation, is looking at, that warm, safe, dry. We want people to make sure that they are warm and safe. We don't want you turning on your gas stove and heating your house that way if your furnace is dying or has died, or you don't want to turn on your electric heat. We want you to be comfortable, and I think that that's what the programs that housing assistance and Cape Light Compact work is to make people comfortable. We want you to be comfortable in your home so that you don't have to have two sweaters on in a jacket and gloves and a hat sitting in your home. That's no way to go.
Are there special protection for people who are elderly and also for young children, if you have young children in your home?
There are, and you can contact NSTAR Electric, but we will also have this piece up on our website. Not only do companies offer the discount rate, there are items to make sure that you have heat through the winter season, or what is termed the heating season, which does run November to April. This year it extended into May. There is a elderly household protection. You must be over 65 years old. You do not need a proof of financial hardship required. You really need to research these, though. You need to be aware that at some point in time, you will be required to pay off your bill. So although you might be able to make, we always urge people to pay as much as possible if they get put onto some of these programs. Otherwise, unfortunately, at the time your estate is dealt with, when bills need to be paid, that's when it will happen. So that's something that you need to keep in mind. Chronic illness protection. Some great regulations have been put into place to take down the level of letters that had to be written. Your doctor or nurse practitioner or physician's assistant can help with these letters, and you should talk to your doctor if you have any chronic illnesses. And that is a financial hardship piece. You have to be and demonstrate that you have hardship, and then they can help you with continuing bills, as well as infant protection. And then there was a winter moratorium, but we'll have some more information about this.
We'll have some more information about that. And, you know, we didn't even get to the tips. Can someone just give a quick tip? Brianna, give me a quick winter tip. What should people do? Call for fuel assistance immediately.
Call for fuel assistance. Sign up for an energy audit sooner than later. Don't wait till, December 31st to call in for your audit to help you with this coming winter season. Get started now.
And Ruth?
And I say the same thing, and I think we haven't given out the housing assistance phone number yet.
Yeah.
But that's an important number to have.
I'm going to give that right
now. You'll
be giving
that one
508-790-7105, extension 1 or 2 for the energy department. Well, everybody, this really went fast, and we have so much information that we covered today. We're going to be covering more on our website. Please go to capelightcompact.org. We will have all the information and summary on this program there. You've been listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to address in future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know and sign up for an audit. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank our guest, Ruth Bechtold. I'll get it one of these days. The Assistant Director in the Energy Department at the Housing Assistance Corporation of Cape Cod, and Brianna Kane, the Residential Energy Efficiency Program Coordinator at the Cape Light Compact. And of course, my very knowledgeable and always enlightening co-host, John Burns.
You're too kind.
Thank you. And Energy Efficiency Program Planner at the Cape Light Compact. I'd also like to thank our engineer, John Braden, for all he's done for us today. Thank you very much, John. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, 92.1 on your FM dial, and streamed on the World Wide Web at www.omr.org and on capelightcompact.org. I'm your host, Amy Vohl, and I want to thank you very much for listening, and as always, wish you a wonderful, energy-efficient afternoon.